Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It's been said that America will fall, not by the guns of its enemies, but by the moral rot of its citizens. The more we're online, the more we see perversity and the occult. Today, a call to engage those who use the internet and other media to enslave us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we begin a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Dr. Lutzer comes now to talk about the battle for your heart.
I begin today with excerpts from some letters that have been sent to me. I'm writing to ask that you pray for my 9-year-old son and his father. I've been divorced for several years, and we are both remarried, so my son goes back and forth between us. During our marriage, we would play games like Magic the Gathering or Dungeons and Dragons and other games like that. These games would consume my ex-husband. He would stay up all hours playing these games. It was as if he wasn't there. You could talk to him, and he wouldn't even hear you. Since that time, I've become a Christian, and I realize that my ex-husband is under the power of the occult. Demonic forces are holding him back. Now he has taught my son to play, and I've noticed changes in my son's attitude. In fact, he's had to get rid of night terrors by reading the Psalms aloud every night. And his half-brother, age 6, is now also involved. Let me read another letter. Ever since my wife discovered the chat room on the internet, she now connects with her friends every evening. She comes home, makes a quick dinner, then by 7 p.m., she's on the computer till about 11 p.m., and so it goes every day. We have no communication, no fellowship, no social life. She's consumed with a computer and her friends. One more. I discovered my husband's pornography on the computer. He was very angry when I found it, but he assured me he'd never go there again. Well, he has, repeatedly. He won't go for counseling, is angry most of the time, telling me that what he does in his spare time is none of my business. I don't want to leave him for the sake of the kids, but even they know something is really wrong in our home. The topic of these messages is Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Could you even imagine any passage of Scripture or any idea or sermon topic that would be as relevant as this? Because indeed, we have a media culture that is consuming us and drawing our hearts away from God. The Bible teaches that the heart, and it uses it frequently, hundreds of times actually, really, it stands for everything about us that is immaterial. It talks about our will. It includes our will. It includes our aspirations, our feelings. It's the place where decisions are made and attitudes are developed. It is the real you, because the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Jesus made the interesting statement. He said that from the goodness of a person's heart come good things. From the corruption of the heart come evil things. Now, before we get into this, I'd like to dispel some myths that all of us, I think, have accepted at one time or another. And we'd like to lay these myths out and show you why they are myths, and then we'll get to the Word of God and expect changes and transformation in our lives. First of all, myth number one is this, that technology is totally neutral. It just depends on how you use it, but it itself is neutral. Not quite. It is biased against a life of holiness and a life of commitment. It is bent against the kind of purity that we're going to talk about in these messages. You can't go online and look at the news without provocative pictures coming up alongside that you're tempted to pursue. Right there it is. I thought that it is neutral. No, it's not. You know those games, those computer games that lead many people into the occult? Those aren't neutral. In fact, I saw something on TV a couple of weeks ago, very quickly, I remember it saying that there are ways that they try to program these so that you can never let go. You always have to do the next thing. Bottom line, they are after addicts. They're after addicts because if you're addicted, you're going to buy the next game and the next game and the next game and the next game. All of these kinds of things are geared against us. Now, I know that there are some good computer games. My own grandchildren, they play with some computer games carefully chosen by their parents. But when you stop to think of all that's out there and many parents not caring, or even if they care, their kids are playing these games in other people's homes, it's incredible. But the media, technology, is not neutral. Neil Postman says, a medium is not neutral. It's not a neutral bystander in our communication. Every technology has its own inherent bias. It has a predisposition to be used in certain ways and not in others. Every media has an agenda. Even Facebook, I understand it's advertised by saying, broadcast yourself. Well, okay, broadcast yourself. What you're going to do is to put the best spin on yourself that you possibly can and ignore all the things that your friends don't want to know about you. The medium is not neutral. Now, having said that, I'm glad for modern technology. I would not want to go back to the days before email. In fact, I was thinking the other day, what was life like before email? I mean, I remember most of my life we didn't have email. In fact, you know what? This is for the younger generation. The first book that I ever wrote was written so long ago that my typist would have to type it, and then if you added something, you'd have to retype the whole page, and it would spill over to the next page. And if she made a mistake, she had whiteout. It's not a snowstorm. Whiteout is a little bottle of white stuff that you smear over a word or a letter to correct it. How many of you actually remember the whiteout? Oh, my. Oh, I'm so glad that those days are gone. And many of you run businesses that you could not possibly run without computers. But I'm going to be emphasizing that if we're going to use it for the glory of God, it has to be redeemed out of a whole network of technologies that are against us and against Christian living. So it's not neutral. We're in a battle for sure. Number two myth is, I can watch whatever I like and it doesn't affect me. Have you believed that lie? You know, there's a book written entitled Stop Teaching Our Kids to Kill. And it has empirical proof that violence in the media, violence on television and in movies and in video games has a direct relationship with violence in the life of the child. It actually inflames anger and does all of those things. And don't kid yourself. And if you are struggling with pornography, as many people do, you'll discover that that has implications in terms of the breakdown of certain standards, and pretty soon you want to act out what it is that you are watching. Don't ever accept the notion that what you see doesn't affect you. Think about it. Why are billions of dollars spent on advertising today if what you see on TV doesn't affect what you do? The advertisers know right well. You see it often enough, you see it advertised, pretty soon you're out there buying it. It has a great deal to do with what you do. And remember what the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. That is the real you. A third myth is that somehow we can corral this and we can take care of it and we can institute some guidelines and that's the answer. No, I'm sorry. The battle is much deeper than that. In fact, I'm convinced after doing some study about this, just being blown away by the impact of the media, especially in the lives of young people, but also adults, I have come to the conclusion that the media basically, in much of what it has, is really the devil's playground. And if you're going to come out from under those kinds of addictions and attractions and pressures and the need to constantly have something new, if you're going to come out from under that, it is going to take prayer and fasting and yieldedness and all the rest. I would rather stand on a bridge and convince the Mississippi River to flow the other way than I would try to convince somebody who's absolutely content with who he is and rejoices in his particular addiction. Now, having said all that, of course I believe that there is going to be tremendous transformation as a result of these messages. I believe that finally there is going to be a concerted, prayerful investigation of our lives by the Holy Spirit, and there is going to be victory for this reason. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Anybody believe that, or am I alone up here today? So, you know, husbands, it is possible that God will change your wife. It is possible, wives, that God will actually change this guy you married. We have to believe God, we have to trust God, and we have to redeem technology out of the hands of the devil. Strong statement, but I really do believe that. Well, our text today is taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, and what an amazing book this is. And we're in chapter 4 of Proverbs, and I'm actually in verse 20. It's page 530, if you have a Bible like mine. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them from within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. My friend, today I want you to know that this series of messages is perhaps one of the most important I have ever preached. We are addicted to technology. It's the kind of messages that I hope that you listen to, and you can also receive these messages and listen to them again and again. During the month of August, we have a matching gift challenge. Some of our friends have said that whatever you give, they will match dollar for dollar. Imagine that. $10 becomes $20, $100 becomes $200, $500, $1,000, and on. We're dependent upon people like you, and we want to thank you in advance for your generosity, because Running to Win is heard in more than 20 different countries of the world. Thank you in advance, and stay tuned, and you'll find out how these messages can be yours.
Erwin Lutzer, introducing The Battle for Your Heart. It's the first of six messages in a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Next time, join us as the battle continues. This six-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.